Well, London was the one city in the one region in England that voted to remain in the EU. We didn't just vote by a small number. 60% voted to remain. That's a big, big win. But we're a country that's split. And I want to heal any rifts there may be. But also, there are almost a million Europeans in London, Londoners. And my message to them is, you're welcome. I recognise the contribution you make to our great city. That's not going to change.
We're seeing this division as well. A million people have signed a petition to say, you know, we want another referendum. What do you think about that?
Well look, I mean, we are split. You know, it was a very close referendum result. 52 versus 48, that's pretty close. But I'm quite clear that one of my jobs is to heal those rifts, and I want to do that. I've got to recognise, though, and I think people should, the result of the referendum. And so, although I'm disappointed we'll be leaving the EU, I want to still have access to the single market. And I think the government should listen to the people of London and give us a seat around the negotiating table so we can make sure when a deal is done, London doesn't lose out.
Just finally, Jeremy Corbyn said he's not going to stand down. Obviously, there have been calls. What do you make of him? Do you think he's still the right person to lead?
Well, Jeremy Corbyn won a big election last year. He's got a mandate. He's got a plan what he does over the next few weeks and months. I'm clear, as the Mayor of London, I've got a big, big job being the Mayor. That's what I want to focus on.
Anyone can replace him?
I'm busy being the Mayor.